Expected soon at U.S. airports, Chinese tourists, lots of Chinese tourists. Over the past few years, Chinese tour groups have become a common sight at landmarks around the world, but not in the U.S. Up until now, the Chinese authorities haven't given official approval for groups to travel here. As NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing, that may be about to change.
The Chinese tour groups streaming out of Beijing's Forbidden City are instantly recognizable, sporting identical baseball caps and tote bags, snapping pictures and cheerfully chattering in their thick provincial accents. Many of them have read reports in the local media that the U.S. and China are expected to sign an agreement this year that will allow Chinese tour groups to go to the U.S. Chen Zhong'e is a young civil servant from southern China. The U.S. is such a big and wealthy country, he says. As long as we can afford it, I think we would all want to go. Yao Mingzhen, a 53-year-old pharmacist, is even more enthusiastic. I want to go to your United States, she blurts out. Mr. Chen and Mrs. Yao are pretty well traveled inside China, something that would have been unthinkable a generation ago. Jiang Wei, a vice general manager at the China Travel Service, says that Chinese have only recently discovered the joys of travel.
Chinese didn't really start traveling overseas until the early 1990s. As consumers' demand rise, it's natural that Chinese increasingly want to travel domestically and overseas.
In the early 90s, cheap package tours to Thailand, Singapore, and Malaysia were all the rage. China made Europe an approved destination for tour groups in 2004. The list of approved destinations now includes more than 130 countries, but not the U.S. Last year, 34.5 million Chinese traveled overseas, according to the National Tourism Administration. But only 320,000 of them, less than 1%, went to the U.S. Tina Yao is chief representative of the Hawaii Tourism Authority's office in Shanghai. She explains China's justification for having to approve tourist destinations.
If there weren't some sort of unified management and the market were thrown open at once, foreign travel agencies might not be able to cope with the influx of Chinese tourists.
Rich Harrell, director of the Sloan Travel and Tourism Center at the University of South Carolina, says U.S. businesses could thrive on the Chinese tourist boom if they're ready for it.
I don't think that our U.S. destinations are prepared. You know, this will be, for some places, a deluge of people, and there's very little preparedness on this from a supply side. And, you know, the whole purpose is to help U.S. destinations be competitive. Because these tourists will have choices of to go somewhere else in the world.
Lacking a formal agreement between the two governments, many Chinese companies currently take tour groups to the U.S. disguised as business delegations. Businessman Yang Jun runs a company that organizes such groups. He says that his customers are often put off by the difficulty of getting U.S. visas. I've discussed it with my colleagues, he says. They all feel that Americans are actually not so open. They imagine that Chinese tourists will stay in the U.S. and not return home. But I don't think it's like that. Yang says that as Chinese become wealthier, they're less impressed by what they see in the U.S. and less tempted to stay illegally. Yang himself just got back from San Francisco, which he first visited more than a decade ago. He said he was disappointed to see that, compared to China, where new cities spring up practically overnight, San Francisco hadn't really changed at all. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.